That, one hour talking about a certain aspect in the midst of a whole week will have got a bit buried. And so that the follow-ups were very important. And as I'm talking to you, I'm realizing that I went to a couple and I'm thinking, I wonder if I've just missed one recently because I had a letter of dates. But the people factor was balanced out the number factor, definitely. It was hard work, but you built friendships, and there was one gentleman in particular who was already very partially sighted due to the diabetes and retinopathy that he has as a result of that, and other people who were struggling with things like high blood pressure and other things that may or may not have been to do with diabetes. And so it was great in many ways. So although having said, sort of suggested that the course might be better, sort of streamlining different groups together to deliver in a way, you probably won't. You won't get a one type of group, and even if you did, you would probably miss out on the sort of cross sharing and understanding that takes place. Well, I think I'm talking like a teacher now, but I think possibly different modes of delivery would help a bit of variety to take away the intensity, but it is, after all, a numbers game, whether we like it or not.
Do you feel it would have been equally good if it had been, say, once a week rather than 5 days on the trot?
I think it would have been hard to get the things which needed the continuity because, of course, the evening meal and the nighttime insulin has implication on the next morning, and the next morning has implication on that lunchtime and that lunchtime. And because, as we've already said, you can't put a full stop, have a day off, and then start again. It was following on day after day because you would discover something and you'd need to discuss that. Okay, well, what's my next step then? Whereas you could have discussion, it's possible that some of the input, the sort of